Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich. Just tell your smart speaker to play. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, a feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
You got the touch. You got the power.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And about a month ago, I was sitting on the couch with some buds crushing brews. And I saw a TV show, and they were guys reliving their childhood, about my age, riding around some BMX bikes. And I said, I'll do you one better. I'll get myself a freestyle bike. And, you know, Daddy don't carry tools around, so Nick Jamelli took it to his house with his bad heart and put the bad boy together. And then Rich said, what do you got in you? And he set up a course in our 8x15 studio.
Right, it's like doing a marathon in something the size of a boxing ring.
Right. We're basically in a boxing ring with something in the middle of it, like a huge thing in the middle of it.
Sure, but then listen, that shouldn't be the only thing that's holding you back is your dreams. All right,
I'm actually very excited it's in this room because the chance of killing myself are a lot less.
So Nick has on the handlebars, he has a GoPro, which we'll post later on, but in just a moment we will have this going on Instagram. It's Toucher and Rich Official on Instagram. As a matter of fact, should we go ahead and finally, the moment you've been waiting for, you can finally see the bike. Are you ready, Fred?
Yeah, I want to touch her.
All right.
No pun intended.
Nick?
Maybe that's why I was given this name.
Bring it in, Nick.
Look at right, that. Sex beauty right there.
It's got turquoise wheels, turquoise handlebars. It's a jet black with some pink. GT is currently my sponsor, so I got that going for me. So it looks really big and perfectly sized for me.
Let me see you sit on it.
Okay.
It's got the pegs, man. So, you wanted the pegs. It's got the pegs.
Fred's got this super sweet bike. He is...
Nick, you got to move to your right. There you go. Thank you.
Fred's having a hard time sitting on it.
And that bike is currently, the seat is at its top height, right?
He's having a hard time balancing on the bike. We are not, he's got the pegs. He's doing a little bit of a peg bounce here.
Perfect.
Fred has done about three hops and then fallen off. Not a lot of balance going on here.
He's just getting used to it.
Very nice.
He's getting used to it.
As he winces in pain, Fred, on the mic if you don't mind. Nick, swing that mic over to him. Your first impression, Fred, of your ride.
I mean, it's not what I was used to when I was sponsored, but I'll break her in. Okay, teach her a few tricks.
All right. Well, we have a course that has been set up for you, Fred. All right. We made this.
Does it require being able to pedal?
Yeah. You know what, Fred? Do me a favor. Take it for a nice little ride around the studio real quick. Just go on out there. Just ride it down the hall. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
All right, so Fred is opening up the door.
Okay.
He's taking the...
Thanks, JT. That's good.
He can't get the door.
Needs help?
All right.
There you go.
By the way, the GoPro right in his stomach right now. Which is good. Like, literally, it's going to be... Okay, Fred is not...
There we go.
...able to pedal.
That's a no,
he fell
shaky.
Off. Once again, he's...
There we go. No, he's fine.
He is not able to go two full cycles of the pedal without falling off.
Those are tight turns. He's fine.
He has the... Okay, all right. Fred, you can come back in now. I think we're good.
No, I'd say he's got to go down to the end of the hallway.
Fred's crack is showing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
Pull the back of his shirt down.
Yeah.
Fred, you might want to either pull the back of your shirt down or pull the back of your pants up.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't even notice? Yes. All right. So how did it feel? You just took a little swing on it?
It looks like he's in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, I did pretty well.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why are you breathing heavy? What is the amount of feet that you think he just rode that bike?
18, maybe.
Maybe 9 feet?
I did some amyl nitrate, loosen things up before this.
Are you done? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Is that
all
it?
Right. All right, well,
okay.
Shall we introduce you to your course?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Fred, you are to start on that side of the studio behind Wallach.
Okay.
Immediately to your right, as you can tell, is where you're going to have to do a sweet wall jump, all right? We have a plank of wood there. You're going to have to ride it up against the wall. Over here is Hardy's Fuppets crate, which I'm sure he's going to be very happy that we're using, in which you're going to bounce your top wheel to the top of it and do some of those awesome pogos that you like to do.
Yeah.
Then you go around that and move to Zombie Corner.
Where Bird is.
Zombie Corner. Where there is one of the Halloween zombies sitting in the chair, and what you're going to have to do, 3 sweet donuts around it. Now, it's optional how many wheels you want to do it on.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you want me to go around that.
And you will have to go around.
So, able to create space through...
Yes. You'll have to go around that. Never mind the very expensive cameras and monitors or this console that's there.
Or the idea that there's literally no space behind them.
You're good. Listen, sometimes you got to make do. If you're straight up on that sucker, you can just kind of get thin.
Yeah.
All right?
I can get thin.
So you can do 3 around that.
How much of my ass was showing?
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
Enough to get the girls excited?
A little bit. They listen. All the women love hair.
That's part of my... there's no hair on my ass.
It was very dark.
There's no hair on my ass.
Okay, well, then it's just
the one
very
part of my body with no hair.
Now seems to be the time to bring that up.
But it's just a very curvaceous crack.
Oh, look at that. All right, he took the hair off his arm, so here we go.
And then, after Zombie Corner and you do your 3 spins, that's when, of course, we make it to the jump of the John Wallach Teeth Canyon.
Whoa.
John Wallach, you are going to lie on your back, your teeth at the end of this long
ramp.
Oh,
the hell I am. There's no way
there's
that
plenty
happens.
Of room to gather speed.
That's right, to gather speed.
So, not a chance.
So we have a long ramp in which it is a piece of wood we found in our garage, another plank on top of it. Fred's going to go up on that, gather speed from, you can start all the way at Zombie Corner.
Yeah.
Whip around, and then you are going to jump over John Wallach's teeth.
Okay.
And that will be the grand ending, okay?
All right. All right, so I'm going to do one sweet trick beforehand.
You got a sweet trick?
Yeah. Hang on.
Easy, Tiger. There you go. As Fred sits on the... His whole body shakes. He's got both his... He can't do 2 hops on the peg. Oh,
that
might have been 3 hops you got on the peg. I don't think the bike caught any air, but still... I don't think the wheel is coming off the ground when you do those sweet hops. The thumbs up. All right. So you are going to take your spot right now. Don't cheat. Don't get on the ramp yet.
There's no room for him to put the bike anywhere else. He has to go over the ramp.
All right.
There you go. All right. Let me get out of the way here. No, I mean, move the chair.
All right, John Wallach, get in your position.
No.
John Wallach, you were to lie on your back with your head right at the end of the... No, not yet. You can't start the course yet. Hang on. We have to make this official.
Oh, God.
Fred Touch, please head to the starting line.
All right.
Woo!
Hang on.
Fred Touch, you're on my go. You will compete this course of doom. Starting with the wall slide, the wall grind. Wallach, please get in position. Your teeth are needed at this moment.
Don't worry. I have plenty of time to get in position. Don't worry about me.
On your mark, get set, go.
Oh, hang on. Did he make the first rig roll here?
Oh, he can't get up the wall. He's having a hard time picking up. He's having a hard time picking up the bicycle.
He's like... This is like watching old people eat. This is wildly uncomfortable. I don't know if I feel too good doing the play-by-play. because I kind of want to cry. So Fred is going up for one tiki. That is success. He has knocked over the board of the wall. I don't know if you can quite count that. Okay, now, Fred, if you would need to put the top wheel on the Fuppets crate and bounce. Oh, he almost fell backwards. Oh, look at that. He almost fell back. That is success. Move on to round two. Okay, he moves over to Zombie Corner. Eventually.
There it is. That counts. That's good. A couple of bounces off the top crate. He's fine.
You can stop bouncing, or are you just trying to get off?
No.
No, you never stop bouncing. Okay, no, you can't. You can. Fumbling all over Barney's box. As he goes, okay, now this is going to be a tough... He heads now to Zombie Canyon, where he just runs right into it. He has no control of his bike. He smashes right into the zombie.
All
right. It is to do three circles around the zombie as John Wallach gets in position. Or just one circle around the zombie. And he throws up to the zombie. Not even a full circle. Freddy T is now headed... towards the grand finale. Wallach lying on his back. Here we go. Will he be able to make the jump? No. As he rolls towards John.
I'm
going to
get out of the way real quick.
John Wallach jumps out of the way because he sees impending doom. Move thy teeth back. Oh, and Fred has triumphantly finished the course. And John Wallach has unfortunately chickened out, but we cannot hold that against Mr. Freddy T.
No.
Fred Toucher, congratulations, sir. You have made it. Now, please, hop on the mic and recite your alphabet so we can just hear how winded you are. Freddy T., how does it feel to be a champion this morning?
I did so many hops. So many hops on that box. Woo! I got almost entirely vertical on that box. The ramp was ghetto. But hey, I'd play my own game. So many cool bounces on that box. Not one. Not two. Gnarly!
You're legitimately going to be sore, aren't you?
Dude.
Come here. You think these bad boys get sore?
All right.
Congratulations, TNR, on a segment that will certainly win you your next Marconi. Fred's riding that bike is exactly how I imagined a rugged double bear would ride one in my best guy from Machine Voice. You know you guys are on the radio, right? Quality radio, listening to a middle-aged man ride a bike around a radio studio.
Yeah, people are jealous. There's nothing wrong with that.
Today's a day I wish you were still simulcast, or maybe I don't.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
I'm a workers' compensation lawyer. Please have John Wallach call me as soon as his face
gets rotten. Oh, that was so rad. Well, you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Fred looks like he's never rode a bike before. I'm thinking Wallach's teeth are in trouble.
No, I've ridden plenty of bikes. And your mom... All right. Dave Richards going to join us. Fantasy Football Commission 617-779-0985.
Toucher and Rich. 985, the Sports Hub.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now I'm all sweaty from my sweet BMX sesh. The video's up on the Toucher and Rich official Instagram. You can watch it. Get a little jelly. Fantasy Football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite. Mr. Dave Richard, hello, sir.
And good morning, Fred. I like to hear that you're sweaty.
Yeah, baby. You should have seen what was just going on in here. I have every right to be sweaty.
What was it exactly?
Got a new BMX bike. Kind of tore up a course. No big deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Looking to get sponsorship.
That's what the pros do these days.
Yep, especially in a very tight space, which I'm glad it was. But Wallach would not lay down and let me jump him, which ruined everything. All right, Dave, a lot of situations going on right now.
What Deion Lewis had a big game the other day. What do we think about his future with the Titans up against the Patriots?
You know, Tennessee came out of their bye week, and they did the right thing. They gave him a ton of work. He had over 20 touches. I believe it's either the first or second time this season that he had that much work. But it was the first time all season he had over 80% of the Titans snaps, so they're making him their lead back, and they're totally limiting Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry had less than 10 snaps or 10 touches in the game. I think you're going to see Deion Lewis be the feature back for Tennessee for as long as he's healthy for, and as long as they use him like they did on Monday, I think he's going to be excellent for fantasy. Love the idea of starting him against the Patriots. I think he's Tennessee's best offensive weapon.
Okay, so what if you have a quarterback on a bye week and maybe your backup quarterback was injured? You're looking for somebody off the waiver wire just to get you through. Who of the, I guess, the of what's left is going to get you some sneaky good points this week?
That's kind of what it is. It's all about what's left. And if you're not lucky enough to find Ryan Fitzpatrick on your waiver wire, there's Baker Mayfield. He's given you 21-plus fantasy points in two of his last three games. He seems to get a stat bump with Duke Johnson becoming a more important factor in Cleveland's passing game. That was nice to see Duke Johnson get back involved. I think that's going to stay. And the Falcons allow the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks, at least 21 fantasy points to the quarterbacks in six of their last seven games. So Mayfield is one of those sleepers that we can get excited about.
What about Josh McCown as he's starting?
We were talking about that this morning. Is he going to be – he might end up being decent to this week.
He also might end up getting completely crushed because he's one of these older quarterbacks that hasn't played much this year. That's a shot in the dark that you might do in one of the daily fantasy tournaments. I think that's about as excited as I can get for Josh McCown. I'd much rather go with Baker Mayfield. I'd rather go with Eli Manning, who's given you at least 275 passing yards in each of his last four games. Mariota looked better last week, and if he's throwing little passes to Deion Lewis all game long against the Patriots, he'll get you some good numbers too. I can't get sweaty over Josh McCown.
Okay, let's talk about wide receivers once again. This is I know in my case I had to go to the waiver wire. Is there anybody out there that this week you think that we could pick up off the pile of leftovers that might be able to have some good points?
Oh, there are. And let's start with Maurice Harris in Washington playing against Tampa Bay. He was their slot receiver last week, played every snap, and led the team in targets, catches, and yards. And this is a Tampa Bay pass defense that's really bad, but they are right now set up to start a slot cornerback who has allowed a 100% catch rate in his limited playing time over 3 years in the National Football League. This is a huge spot for Maurice Harris to build off of what he did last week in a Washington offense that's really thin on wide receivers, and they're probably going to have to throw a lot because Tampa Bay, that's what they do, they throw a lot. I also think that David Moore in Seattle, people got really disappointed in his work last week. He had three end zone targets. He had six on the season. He dropped two of those end zone targets, including one that would have been the game winner, but he's taking on the Rams. You know that the Seahawks are going to have to put points on the board to take on the Rams. And I also think there's room for Anthony Miller of the Bears to be a factor this week. He's their slot receiver. Great matchup for him against Detroit at home. And I think that you're going to see Anthony Miller, who's had a lot of good targets in the last three games, continue to be kind of a breakout player for Chicago.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Dave. I just had a trade question, and I'll listen off the air. I was thinking about doing Mike Riley for Rich Keith. Thanks.
All right. I don't even know if we can take calls.
Sorry, there is something going on at the station, Dave Richard, where you might hear the name Sarge or Mike Riley mentioned a few times. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Somebody called in with a very good one while you were on.
That's right. Monty, go ahead.
All right, so I got a fantasy etiquette deal here. I got a team that I'm a commissioner in a league for. They keep tanking. They're not putting in a full lineup. So the punishment for this, should we have him get a Brazilian wax or lock him in a room and force him to listen to 30 minutes of Mike Sarge Riley?
Right. I guess we're out.
Actually, that's a decent question, though, not the Sarge part. But like, as far as like a decent punishment for somebody who just quits and stops trying, what have you heard are some of the better ones?
Oh, I would egg their house. I would follow them around in public with a sign saying this guy quit on his fantasy team and at life. I would ridicule him. I would heckle him. You don't quit on fantasy football in the middle of the season. That's such a loser thing to do. I'm not advocating going to egg houses. I'm just, being
overly aggressive for a guy on a telephone. But bottom line is that you shouldn't quit fantasy leagues. And if a guy quits your league, obviously don't let him back in, because why get fooled twice?
Is there someone, Dave, that people might have drafted expecting more out of them that has been on their bench for a while that you think in the second half is going to turn things around?
Sure. Keenan Allen, we started to see signs of that last week. He got a nice 40-yard catch to buoy his stats. He had double-digit fantasy points, I think, for the first time since week one. And he should end up being great. You know that the Chargers play the Raiders this week, so it's all systems go for him. And that's probably like the highlight guy. I think Larry Fitzgerald turns it around moving forward. Josh Gordon, obviously, is somebody that I think fantasy owners and certainly fans in New England are going to see bigger and better things from. And how about two running backs that people drafted very early who I think can finish the season strong because they're healthy? Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, Leonard Fournette in Jacksonville. We know that Fournette's been practicing. We just saw Dalvin Cook play. He looked amazing on a 70-yard run last week. Those are two guys I think will be factors for the rest of the season and be big time players in the fantasy playoffs. I would make a move to try and get one or both of them on my team if I was 7-2, 8-1, felt good about my chances of making the playoffs in my league.
All right, Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan, driven to excite.
Let's go to the tight end who is playing tonight. Vance McDonald of the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Panthers. They've allowed a slew of touchdowns to tight ends really over the course of the season, but certainly lately. And I think this is going to be a high-scoring game where you know that Roethlisberger is going to put the ball in the air. Steelers should be favored at home. They're playing at home, obviously. They're not traveling on a short week. That's going to give them an edge. And that Carolina pass defense, I just don't think is as good as they have looked in recent weeks. I think you're going to see Vance McDonald bring home the farm this week in fantasy.
All right. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS Sports News streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free on CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave, it's always a pleasure, sir. Sorry about the Sarge stuff.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
All right,
it's all good, baby.
Yes. All right. By the way, is it hot in here, or have I just overwhelmed myself?
You've overwhelmed yourself.
Yeah.
Feels fine, actually.
Your face is actually a little red from where I sit.
I'm hot.
I see that.
When do we get the video of the
Sticky
GoPro
sweet.
Pointing right at Fred? That's what I want to see.
All right. Well, I'm so hot I can't cool off. I just dominated so badly I can't cool off.
It's like Kiss lyrics.
Yeah, that's what it's like. All right, Bill Belichick had a pretty nice presser yesterday that we will get to in just a moment.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And last week, Mr. Bill Belichick was mic'd up.
Yeah, you know, I like when Bill Belichick's mic'd up, and maybe it's because you get a brief look into him acting like, dare I say, a normal human being. You know, we get so much of him at the press conferences where he's, you know, condescending, and, you know, he craps on people's questions, kind of like yesterday. Someone was asking Bill Belichick about Malcolm Butler and how Malcolm Butler hasn't been that good as of late, and Belichick had this kind of answer.
Malcolm has struggled a little with Malcolm Butler. One service, scattered service, has most in by a quarterback in the NFL.
That means a lot to me.
Okay, but is he doing anything different this year?
I mean, it looked like a league in defense. Okay, so that's our challenge as an offense is we're playing 11 guys, we're playing their coaching staff and the schemes they put up against us. And right now they're playing better defense than anybody in the league. So we'll see how we do. I don't know. It'll be tough, I know that.
I mean, that means a lot to us.
Yeah. Now go home and get your shine box.
That's why when you see him mic'd up on the field, it's so different than that guy. I mean, it's so funny because everyone has
why
said...
Why couldn't they pick a game where Jovi was there?
I think we've seen games where Jovi's been there before.
Have we heard interactions between him and Jovi?
We saw that interaction between Jovi and Bob Kraft. We've seen that. But yeah, it's a good question. I'll have to go back and take a look. We must have. There must be some sort of video from that.
I don't know, because it seems like something that would stick with you for a while.
Yeah, I know. You would probably think. Yeah. I mean, he's talked about, you know, Jersey rock and roll.
Like him being like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Jovi!
Like going into a new voice that we've never even heard him have before.
Yeah, like, Renachi!
Right. He gets all chilly guy on us. But the one great thing about Bill Belichick is that, you know, he's obviously is very happy about when the other teams in town do well. This clip right here is pretty cool because it's him before the game talking to Alex Cora when Alex Cora is on the field and he has the World Series trophy. And then right afterwards, a World War II veteran who's 102 years old, it looks like his grandson comes up and walks over to him. And this is just a neat little look into the Bill Belichick that we don't see that often.
Hey, let me see what that looks like.
Be they World Series champions.
That's awesome.
Grab it.
I'm earning it.
Please, do the honor, man. Thank you.
Or World War veterans.
102-year-old grandfather, his birthday today. Served in World War II.
Congratulations.
A great man.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you for being here. 102, I love it.
I went through a lot in this room, and it was worth it.
My dad would have been 100 next year, so it was a great generation.
We were hoping to meet you. He's going to make it to 120.
There you go.
Now, the one thing that Bill Belichick sometimes gets crap for is that he doesn't wear that salute to service thing that the NFL tries to have everybody wear.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, what, do you not like the military? Well, of course not.
Do you like 5 minutes of homework?
No. And my God. He actually asked about it. He goes, you know, I mean, I usually wear the same thing every game, not the same thing, but depending on the weather so forth, I wear the same thing. So I don't change what I wear weekly based on whatever the theme of the week is. But salute to service is, look, the military and the job the servicemen and women do and the sacrifices they make are very important to me and my family. Always have been, always will be. And I want to recognize those who do it. So I don't have any objection to what anybody does, but I just choose to, honestly, I don't think what sweatshirt I wear is that important. What is important to me is what your actions are, what you do, so I try to make those count. That's
he's like a weird superstitious guy. Like, he's got to wear the same thing every game.
I know. I just think he doesn't like to be told what to do. Like, you're going to be patriotic today. You wear something patriotic.
He's probably thinking,
as somebody whose family is in the military, he's been in the military, I don't know.
How long was his dad at the Naval Academy?
Right. I don't know if you need to tell me to be patriotic.
No, but I think there's something that Fred's right about.
He's got some crippling OCD.
Remember there was one Super Bowl where he wore the red hoodie and they lost. I forget which one it was. It might have even been the perfect season one where they lost, and we have not seen the red hoodie since.
He's gone sleeveless, though, before, so it's not just any kind of hoodie. Like, I don't think it's one specific time. It's not a specific color.
But he went sleeveless, in fairness, because it was a big chest day.
That's right. He wanted to let the world know.
Yeah.
When he was showing off.
He was very vascular at that moment.
But Bill Belichick, this is one of my favorite moments from the Mic'd Up segment. So the referees and Bill Belichick have always had an interesting relationship. So this is during the game. One of the refs comes over, and then his buddy shows up, and they're saying, Bill, a minute ago, were you trying to get my attention?
The Patriots ended the night as they'd started it.
No. You have the one that says refs? Oh. Yeah. The one that says refs right there.
All righty, then.
Did you need something down there, Coach?
Maybe. I was maybe calling to call timeout, yeah.
Well, we need you if you're going to come.
Oh, look. No. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, call on down and call it. So I came down there. I didn't take it, and then I moved back.
Okay.
I mean, come on, fellas.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I got to concentrate on the snap.
Okay, and I would have told you if I needed it, but I wanted to see what the formation was, and it was a key play in the game.
All right. Together.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to get down there and get in the way.
By the way, they bleeped out a couple of swear words there. At some point, he's just like, dude, I'm just trying to do my job here. I'm not going to jump in the middle of everything. Pay attention.
Well, I mean, if he's using four-letter words.
You're not a big fan of that?
Another flaw.
Okay. So
he's an OCD-ridden potty mouth.
Go to the fourth one on that list. So we remember the Josh Gordon play, the one where the touchdown pass, what was it, 50 yards or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, 55 yards where it was actually intended for somebody else, and Gordon ran behind Edelman, caught the ball, and scored.
That's why this clip is fantastic.
Yes.
Because it shows the play. You can hear even the play-by-play guys, including Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak, wonder if that pass was indeed for Edelman. And as Tom Brady is coming off the field, listen to the question Bill Belichick asks Tom Brady.
Patriots hurry up, second and 10. Brady drops back, throws it down the left side, wide open. Gordon makes the catch. Slips a hit. Goodbye. Touchdown, Patriots.
Wow. Thank you, Cleveland.
Rain for a while, I thought he just overthrew Julian Edelman.
I did too. But Josh Gordon was wide open, and that was that.
be thrown at too?
That's a job.
All right. Josh. Nice job, man.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes, who are you throwing that to? And Brady goes, yeah, it was Josh the whole time.
We're learning so,
Josh.
Okay. We're learning so many flaws of these people.
Okay.
That Bill Belichick will not change his clothes.
Yeah.
That he's foul-mouthed.
That Tom Brady's a liar.
Tom Brady is nothing but a dirty liar. Now Deflategate makes total sense.
Yeah.
If he's willing to fib to his coach of all these years. I mean, what a disgusting liar.
That was the best. He goes, Tom, who are you throwing that to? And he goes, Josh.
He's like, okay, it's over.
All right. And then Belichick walks over to Josh Gordon and goes, hey, good job, Josh.
way to stand there.
Yeah.
So this is always kind of cool to hear him actually talking, you know, like the defensive mind that he is. This is him speaking to Trey Flowers and a couple of the other guys talking about the pass rush against Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, the pass rush is what we want. We just got to keep doing it. Hey, we got to keep doing it for 60 minutes. The pass rush is what we want, all right? Keep working the out of those guards. Keep in a pocket. He's trying to throw us two interceptions now. We're going to get one, all right? He's just lobbing it up there. That's a great job. Keep pressing him. If he runs backwards, all right, then run him out of bounds. That's great, all right? Let's stay with that rush now.
Mm-hmm. So run him right out of bounds. Seems, yeah, kind of like it's. I like getting down into the inside of the nitty gritty thing. But Aaron Rodgers, one thing you can say about him, Bill Belichick loves him some Aaron Rodgers. Loves him some Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of a diss there. He tried to throw us two interceptions. Now we're going to get one. Just keep lobbing it up there.
I just think
he tried to give it away.
He knows how poorly coached he is.
That's the truth. No. You're exactly right. It's like he can read. It's funny. It's like I think there's one of those things where Bill Belichick can figure out 70% of what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. And that 30% is what makes Aaron Rodgers so great. It's him being able to call it on the fly.
And I bet you him and McDaniels, when they're breaking down film, are like, wow, like this is so predictable.
They could be using him so much better.
Right. That look at how bland this offense is. Yeah, you know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
Is that the Jets are promising to be a run-first offense.
Well, as opposed to
having some idea of what modern football is all about.
I was just like, this is nothing new. They've been a run-first offense for a while now.
Now Bird... No, Bird can't ride that bike either.
Bird can't ride a bike?
I can ride a bike.
No.
Yeah, but that bike's hard to ride.
What were you just doing out in the hallway?
Okay, say it in the mic.
When I'm pedaling, my knees legit go up to my chin.
Okay. Can't you do the old stand ride? You know when you're like you're going up a hill? You stand on the pedals? You don't have to put your knees up.
You have to
up.
Stand on the pedals to go up a hill?
Yeah, if it's a tough hill.
Dan has a different story.
Why don't we work these quads?
Dan, all I said was, can you take this in a Fred? Don't take the... Ride the bike.
Just what do you
get on the bike.
I got a new toy.
Get on the bike and get out of the hall.
I just gave my kids a present that I had no intention of giving them.
Yeah,
a bike with no brakes.
It has front back brakes.
Oh, okay. As long as it's got that,
it doesn't have front brakes.
No, I never use the front brakes anyway. I live on the edge. All right, so here he is, to Bill Belichick.
You ever skid out?
Ever skid out? No, I can't do that, man. I leave that to the pros. Like,
why don't you try the bike?
Sure, I'll try it without a doubt.
Yeah, you ride a bike around town.
Yeah. So I'll give it a try.
Yeah, try to do some tricks.
I've never tried to do tricks before. I'm not living on the edge.
All right. Well,
I'm not doing the do.
All right. Well, maybe you can get sweaty armpits like me.
Maybe I can be like Bird over there. Just, you know. Hey, wee! Watch out! What's up, hot? Wee! Coming in, Lord and Wally.
I don't know. When you see a piece of grease lightning like that, someone's got to take a bite. All right. He's talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Is Bill Belichick meeting Aaron Rodgers in the field afterwards?
The Patriots ended the night just as they'd started it, pressing flesh.
Take care, baby.
With those they admire.
Great job. Good luck. Great story, man.
No, you are. You're awesome.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I love you, man. No, I love you. You're the best. No, you're the best. You hang up. No, you hang up first. No, now, you hang up.
What is Brady's deal with baby everything?
Yeah.
That's just, he always said baby.
Every locker room video you ever play on this radio station, Rich, he says baby.
Yeah, always.
How well do you think he knows Aaron Rodgers?
He said during the week that they're friends, or friendly at the very least.
I bet when they are at NFL junctions, they see each other and have a 3-minute conversation.
Would you be comfortable if, like, say there's a guy that coaches another team in soccer with your kids play,
mm-hmm.
and you see him, you know, every fourth week.
Yeah.
For about 3 months out of the year. And he comes up to you and he goes, what's up, baby?
I think it was weird. I think it was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd come in and talk about it. Like, I would ask everyone what the hell's going on.
Now, to be quite honest, if it was the greatest of all time calling me that, I'd probably feel flattered. I'd probably be like, oh, wow. Call me baby. I like that. All right.
You're saying he's the GOAT?
He's the GOAT. There's no dispute.
The best is when Bobby Orr was in here and he was showing me his book. Mm-hmm. He just kept punching me in the arm.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's like he was like, look at this. And then he punched me in the arm. Yeah.
Like, he still got
this,
it?
Look at this. No, it didn't hurt. It was just so funny.
Well, that's right before he flipped us all off in the studio with a smile on his face.
Yes, indeed.
Which was fairly cool. I couldn't get my camera up fast enough.
Well, you know, I don't think you two got a hug.
Nope.
I did not get a hug.
Nope. No, stood for a picture. That doesn't count, though.
Nope. I got a relationship with Mr. Orr. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Called me baby. I don't think old-time hockey players would throw that.
By the way, I'm getting crap for someone says, Rich, can't you do a stand ride like when you go up a hill? Has anyone ridden a bike on the show? So you sit on the seat
going
up a tough... No, but this guy's like giving me crap. When you're riding a bike up a hill, you sit on your seat?
No, you do not.
No, nobody does that. You stand.
You stand.
Without a doubt.
I mean, I might do a trick...
Course,
I'm just now cooling down. Did it look like I was sickly to you?
No, you look flush right now, though.
No, your face is red. I told you that. Yeah.
Is it like disturbingly
no,
red?
No.
It's not bird red. It's just, you know.
Do you understand how I got hot?
Yes, by doing these gnarly tricks around
the
studio.
No, I'm serious. Did it look like sickly?
Let's watch the video. Maybe.
Sickly?
Yeah, did I look like someone who's going to die soon?
No, it looked incompetent. It didn't look sickly. Certainly
incompetent.
I think that's the point.
I'm not worried about looking incompetent. No. I knew that going in.
It didn't look like you were about to fall over and have a heart attack.
Okay, thank you.
No. Because I didn't feel that way, but then
I sat down and I was hot.
Yeah. It all kind of catches up to you.
Maybe because
you're in the moment, man, and then the adrenaline wears off and your body's like, oh.
Maybe you and Bird just need to have a timed race. Around the studio.
All right.
Well, give me a week. And then we can do it. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. At Danny Ainge at 9. Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Terrible traffic, we know. And people are just arriving now to the station.
It seems like no one's here.
Because there's very little people here.
Oh, yeah. And now it looks like the traffic is slightly moving. Is the tunnel open
yet?
Yeah,
all four lanes are open. Okay. It's only an hour and a half now from 495 to the tunnel, whereas before it was about 3 hours.
Oh, jeez, man. Yeah, I'm seeing 88 minutes to get, it looks like, from... Oh, I don't even know what they're showing.
128 to the Mass Pike.
Yeah, yeah. So
the Mass Pike exit inside the tunnel.
What? How long until you don't have to go to work anymore? Like, where it's all going to be electronic?
Well, it's... There's going to be some places that just won't do that, and probably for good reason. I mean, there is a benefit in some businesses to being able to see people eye to eye and, you know, like that.
No, Fred's right. They're increasing. I mean, I have people that I know, parents of kids that play with my kids, that work from their home. 100%.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's more of that. Put it this way. There's going to be businesses. There's also going to be people who abuse that. And so I think companies know that where if, you know, it depends on what industry you're in. But there are going to be people who just
are... If you're making me money and you're getting the job done...
Now, that's, of course, the other side of it. And yeah, I would think that now, with it being able to have a communication with 10 different people on a computer, and all 10 people, you can see their faces, and the sound quality is good, and everything's great, then it's just going
to
get more and more like that.
I had a friend who had to go to Korea for a day. He flew to Detroit, then took a flight to Seoul.
Yeah.
Did something there for like 18 hours and then flew back.
I know some people who do that too, but I think a lot of that has to do with a culture of respect, wanting to see you, especially if it involves a lot of money, face to face, to be able to shake your hand and not do something over the phone. Like if somebody's going to spend a decent amount of money, then I think that that's a matter of respect, having to see them face to face.
You come to me.
And you know, have a drink together.
But the question is, how long can you really work out of your house before you go stir crazy?
Well, you see, my wife had to do that for a while.
A while meaning what?
About 3 years. And,
okay.
And the right before we did that is when we moved from one place to the next. And I said, because you do that, we have to move to some place that's like on top of a restaurant, like some like in the middle of a town or a city.
Yeah.
Because you would want to lose your mind.
The wall,
you,
the wall's got to close in. For me, it would be like 3 days and I'd have to get out and go do something.
Like, she would have to walk downstairs, go to the coffee shop,
seriously,
and do something like that about every like several hours.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you
absolutely
didn't turn into the guy with the axe putting it in the Scatman Crothers' stomach at the Overlook.
You know what you could do to blow off some steam? Get a GT Performer.
Now that you
good
could
call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the status of this video? It's up on Instagram.
Yeah, Nick is working on the one that is pointed directly at you.
Oh, the GoPro.
Oh, he's not working on it? He just told me he was.
He's working on something else.
Nick's furiously working in the other room. He's got stuff to do.
Yeah. Nick's got it all taken care of. All right, Danny Ainge is going to join us. There'll be no commercials here. Just the headlines.